Blog Talk Radio.
In the middle, it was like, no, whatever. I don't know what you think is going on, but GLaDOS says, yeah, stays like this right now.
Oh,
GLaDOS,
my God.
You dirty little whore. It's nighttime.
Oh, hey, yeah. You dirty little whore. I'm going to stab you in the face.
Hello, Xbox X.
That's funny. Oh, we have a chat open?
Chat? Yes, Xbox Nomi for you. Yay. Has come.
Oh, you know, let me introduce us before we get started. I always forget to do that. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, January 10th, 2012, and it's time for Pixinista with your favorite pixel fashionistas. You see what we did there? Yeah.
I see what you did there.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. I'm Snow White. I'm a little medicated on pain medication today, so if I'm a little off the wall, that would be why. Not that I'm ever normal, but you get the picture. Anyway, we also have Corey Fush Gaminatrix, who is the boss lady. Hi there.
Oh, yeah, hello.
That's the boss lady right there. Y'all don't cross her or she'll cut you.
No, cutting today. No cutting today.
Why not?
What if I want to be cut?
I got some belly for the red velvet cake. I'm all gravy.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah, this is my last day of eating the bad stuff. Don't be jealous.
That's what I always say. This is my last day I'm going to eat this. The next day, I'm going to have it.
You know I'm serious business. So it's the last day I'm going to have it.
You are thirst business. We also have our third person in our menage a trois.
Yay!
Is Ginger Rocks. Hi there.
Hi. How's you?
Good. I'm good.
She was about to. I'm good.
I'm good.
I've got a headache, so.
Yeah, do me too. Why I'm medicated.
Very nice. Very nice.
You see how I keep them under control? They don't act right.
Headache. See, this is all Corey's doing. This is all Corey's doing.
Give us medicine, and we're all like, "Hey,
how you doing?
I caused the pain, then I gave them the medication. Said, Bet you won't do that again. Ask them what they did. They don't know.
I don't know.
See? I don't know. Whatever it was, I didn't do it.
You did.
Totally did it, but.
You did it.
I didn't mean to. That's the thing.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Oh, don't lie. You done it.
Oh, no. It wasn't me. Oh,
is she really trying to argue and she don't know what she did?
Yes. I'm just going to go ahead and take the blame for that shit. I'll take that.
You already paying for it, you might as well take it.
Right? Damn.
I'm over here trying to get some pricing on the things that we're supposed to be talking about tonight. These people are not messing around. They don't want to tell you how much the thing costs, so you know it's expensive.
No. What's the deal with that?
That's ridiculous. I need to know how much you cost. We can't be telling people about your stuff. Whatever. These people are crazy. So, I kind of threw this at the girls last minute. And as being as awesome as they are, they caught on quickly. So we got a bunch of ground to cover. But before we jump into that, I got to tell y'all, we've mentioned about the blender argument. I'm still trying to get the details. It's hard to get juice in Second Life sometimes.
The blender juice.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh like that. But oh, my God.
But it's
I see what you did there.
Well, the thing is, you guys heard the way the guy talks. He's not American, but Blender obviously is an American software, and I'm not really sure what exactly went on. So you were there that day too, weren't you? There at the class with us, you heard the little guy talking. You know who I'm talking about?
Huh?
I swear you were there. Wasn't that the day we were all buying ponytails or something?
What?
she was.
I swear she was sitting up and behind us because we were all on voice. It might have been after our Pixinista.
I think, I don't know, maybe.
And the guy, there was a griefer there who was rezzing stuff and getting all upset.
Oh, I do remember that, but I don't remember what he was talking about.
Well, you remember how his little voice was.
Yes.
Says you want to click here, and then you want to click there, you want to, and then you want to do this.
What? I wanted to be like, dude, I'll click anywhere you want me to click. Just slow down.
He would run a couple of words together, and then he'd be like, what the hell? He's like, click on the ABC shoe. What? So anyway, I don't know what's going on because his English is not great, and that means his writing English is not so great either, and the people that are involved with the whole thing don't want to say much of anything because we want to keep Blender working and in Second Life. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm trying to pull it out of people. I've been pulling note cards and going back through them because he's sending out notices and they're arguing back and forth between the notices, and it's just juicy, but I can't figure out how to get the juice out.
See, you hit the button the second to the left.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It's puree. Yeah. I. Mine ain't working. It's broken.
Y'all both have cake, and I have none. Xbox.
I have
Xbox,
no cake.
I may disown you.
Oh. I'm the only one that has cake. See, she's all militant. Why?
Xbox is all. I have one in the fridge. I don't like it.
Oh, she does. Girl, what kind you got in the fridge? Go on and tell us when you catch up to us in the 30 seconds behind or ahead of you or something. So when you catch up, let me know what kind of cake you got in your fridge.
I hope she's not ahead of us.
Three Brothers Bakery, my favorite bakery in all of Houston. If you have never been to one, especially the one that's on Stella Link, you got to go. They have the best cake ever. And those, the red velvet cakes were expensive, y'all. For four slices, just guess how much it was.
How much?
$11.
For four slices?
They're big, huge. They're big
slices.
Yeah, they're big, huge slices. They're like the size of the width of my index finger.
You could have made like three of those cakes for that.
Exactly.
Go to
the grocery store, buy a box.
No.
Bake your shit.
No. The width of my index finger and probably the length, a little bit past the length of my hand.
Did you say the width or the width?
The width of my.
Okay, because I thought you said whiff as in smell, and I was like, that's pretty gross.
No, width.
Where has that finger been? Yeah, that's my question.
Bad.
I don't like you, Xbox. I'm jealous.
Ooh, she got the good stuff. Mine was buttercream icing, too, but I don't like the icing, so I scraped it off. But it's really good. They have good cake. I couldn't do this with a box. I tell y'all, kid you not. These people are so good, and they're like a very small little bakery. I want to say they're Houston only, but they got voted best cakes by the magazine, that wedding magazine, The Knot. They're like best cake ever, and that was just this year. And we're only what, a week or two into the new year, so they got voted that this year. They have a big sign when you walk in. So I go there. That cake is calling me. Y'all don't hear it?
I am.
No, I would hear it if it was in my house.
Ignore.
It sounds like Kitten Matrix. Now?
I have a hot chocolate.
You are. She made the cake. Oh, see, I don't bake no more. I gave up baking this morning after I made the biscuits. Okay.
So how about that fashion?
I don't
fashion
bake.
Stuff.
I don't bake. I gave it up this morning.
So y'all are making me want cake, and I hate you. So how about that?
Right. So we'll see about this. All the different software.
Wait. I got to get this laughter out of me. Says I would hear it calling me if it was in my house. I ought to send you a gigantic cake. I'm thinking about it. I'm really thinking about it because I got to make it to the post office to get you all this stuff. So when I do, it might be a cake in yours.
Woo!
Cake?
Oh,
no.
You can't have a cake, Jenny. I'm just going. But this is part of fashion. See, I want you all to imagine we are sitting in a nice room. It kind of looks like those rooms where you go to get your wedding dress, but there's no wedding dresses in it. It's just a bunch of clothes all around us, and we're sipping champagne and eating red velvet cake and talking about how good the damn cake is, and damn, that's a nice pair of shoes. Okay, anyway. See, I have set the scene for you virtually in your heads. Now, we can talk about the fashion software. Wow, there's a ton of these. Yeah.
Yeah, all the software, holy bejeebus. I was Googling
it
that,
all,
and I was like,
it
whoa.
It looks completely complicated. Maybe I'm drugged up. I don't know.
Some of them are, because they're not made for what you call us layman people.
Yes. for me, I'd be like, I'd click what? Is? Like, okay, the virtual fashion too is the one that I was focused on, and I'm staring at the screen going, what the hell did he just do? What did he click on? How did he, huh? I don't understand how that works. I mean, I'm like talking to myself as the thing's going on, because he's clicking here, and it's making a ruffle, and he clicks there, and it brings the waistline in. I'm like, what the bejesus? I don't even know.
I know. I really, really wish they would do these videos just a little bit slower, because they go through it so fast. They're like, you know, you click here, click here, use this, da-da-da-da-da.
Exactly.
Well, it's not
like,
that.
Wait a minute.
It's not necessarily that. It's that they usually leave out a step because they're so used to doing it, they forget that, you know, in between the click here, it might be a stop and press on the mouse wheel first to make it do something, and they miss it because they're just used to doing it. Kitten is just crying for me.
Aww. Now.
That's what I say she's saying now.
Now.
This is what she's saying.
Now.
I swear she said mommy when I came back in here earlier. I swear to God.
Mommy.
I said, did you say mommy?
Now.
Okay. Fine then. But I just hit you with this book. Bad kitty. You're a bad kitty. Okay, I'm all off topic. See, these two are drugged and I'm picking up on the vibes.
Apparently.
Well, first things first, I guess, the easiest one amongst, because we found some complicated ones, the easiest one, which is still complicated to me, I can't make anything. Ginger can. Snow's made stuff. I can't make anything but pasties. the second lifestyle. I'm serious. I don't know why that eludes me. I understand every step. I could tell you how to do it. I can't do it.
I've only made really bad furniture.
And
although,
yeah.
actually, at the time, the furniture looked pretty good. Now, it just looks really bad.
No, I remember your furniture. I had your bed in my house for the longest time. I was so jealous.
Yeah.
Because, Ginger, let me tell you why I was jealous. The bed was pretty, not only was it pretty, but she had the menus and the animations, and they were perfect. And I kept asking her how she did it, and she would not tell me.
Because I didn't know. I was clicking around. I was like, ooh, click, click, click. That looks nice. Click, click, click. Oh, that looks... Ooh, that works. Okay.
And then she brought it over, and then she did, you know how you copy, you select it, then you use the arrow to drag it out to the side.
Yeah.
Here, you can have a copy. So I have this gorgeous bed. People are like, where you get that bed from? Oh, it's like Snow made for me. Well, tell her I want one. I want one that looks this way. I tell her. She'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds all right. Yeah.
So I am completely at a loss as to how to actually apply what I know, but it is the easiest of all these to make clothes, being that you can do it with GIMP, or I've seen people do it with Painter even. Mm-hmm. Can y'all imagine that? Painter or Photoshop. Pretty much.
Now, Photoshop's a little better, but GIMP and Painter take a shitload of patience.
What about Ms. Ginger? Was it easy for you to do it in GIMP than Photoshop?
Well, I don't have Photoshop, so...
So maybe that's why it's easy for you.
Yeah, I've used both.
Yeah.
I've used Photoshop and I've used GIMP. Photoshop has more features that you can...
Photoshop seemed less bulky to me when I had Photoshop.
Yeah, it is less bulky, and there's more where you can... Oh, what's the word? I had this problem earlier where you can manipulate the minute details.
I was saying navigate in my head, but yes.
That was close. Manipulate the minute details. That's where you can, what am I talking about? Photoshop is where you can manipulate the minute details of whatever you're working on. GIMP is not so much. GIMP is more of an overall tool. It's not really based on details.
Yeah, GIMP is not. It's open source, so, you know, you're only going to get so much.
Well, I had GIMP, and then I have Photoshop, so when I opened the GIMP, it made no sense to me, and I just can't believe I said the GIMP, and my mind went straight to Pulp Fiction when I said that.
Yeah, I learned on Photoshop. I mean, I went to school. I did some classes for digital stuff. It was kind of interesting. But so transferring over to GIMP, learning GIMP was a little bit hard. It wasn't what I was used to.
I cannot grasp it at all.
It does seem bulky. I don't seem to have as many features as Photoshop would, which I really was kind of disappointed about this. And Photoshop is for, like, no offense, it's for dummies. It's made let me rephrase this. Photoshop is for, like, anybody. Anybody can use Photoshop. GIMP, you need to have at least a basic idea of what you're doing. Otherwise, you're not going to understand what some of these features are. Because
I understand what she's saying. She's saying if you have the Photoshop, it's easier because you've got more options. If you're not artistically inclined, GIMP is going to be hard in the first place because you're missing some stuff you're going to need.
Yes.
But I'm still.
I'm not the most artistically inclined person. I get a picture in my head, but I cannot get that damn thing out.
But Ginger, here you go. That's
bad.
Are you smacking her? That's what I want to know.
Smack me harder.
Ooh.
Hey,
Kiki. That was last week. I have to know.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
No.
Ooh.
Meow.
Okay. Oh, I got a stitch in my side. Y'all are horrible.
Flustered now?
No, I'm not flustered. I'm flustered because, I start going through in my head how to make just a shirt in Second Life. And the thing is, I'll manage to make something like, you know, I made a Superman chest tattoo for my homie. You know, and it's a black S and it's a Superman logo. And it is beautiful.
I got a song in my head.
What, Superman?
Yeah.
No. Superman. No. Woo! Okay, so no. But I cannot, for some reason, grasp the concept of putting together a dress. Much like Ginger, I have the picture in my head. I can go so far as to even draw it on paper, but when it comes to putting it into Second Life, does not work.
I can get the basic of the dress. I can get the basic. Beyond that, beyond getting it actually onto the model, no, I can't decorate it. I can't do seams. I can't do the pretty little shading. And that annoys me.
See, now then there's software, and I just gave something to the girls called Bronzeware, because that one most resembles some of the stuff you see in Second Life. I'm not sure if it translates to Second Life. Doesn't it look like Second Life?
Yeah,
it does look like Second Life.
And
what is that redhead wearing? Oh, no.
Yeah, but just to give you an idea, it looks similar to Second Life, not the outfit.
You can tell this is a old fashion show. The first thing Ginger says, what is that redhead wearing?
She went right to the redhead. Did you notice that?
Didn't she? I heard that.
She skipped over the guy. There's a woman there. She didn't even look at them two. She just, the people at the bottom.
Guys are notorious for wearing anything. They don't care what it looks like for the most
men.
Part.
Ginger, virtual men.
Even in our virtual men, most of them don't seem to care.
They really don't. That's another rant, though. Let's move on with it. Let's move on with the programs.
Now, I think the first time I actually, ironically, before there was ever a Gamer Girls Radio in existence, saw something like this was at the NVIDIA show when Spore was coming out. And I was walking
past that game.
Yeah, I was playing it this weekend. Love it. But walking past the booth, and this man was demonstrating, saying this was going to be the wave of the future of virtual fashion. Maybe that's where this got stuck in my head and how this show came to be somewhere. But he was showing how they made fabric, and they were putting it on the virtual model, and it was so – I was mesmerized because it did all the shading for you. All you had to do was wrap them and then say, I want seam here, cut here, do this, and he was arranging it. And when he got done, you know, he made her pose, and she did her, you know, her catwalk, and I said, oh, God, that is so cool. So the bad part is somewhere in this office is a copy of that software, and I have no idea where it is that he used to make this. And he said then that right at that point, the only applications it was able to be used for was The Sims. He said it could translate over to that if you wanted to make clothes for your Sim. He said, but obviously the fabric wouldn't move the way it was on her, but you could pull it into The Sims and, you know, make sure you had it laying properly. But I'm wondering if now, if I could just find the software somewhere in here, if it could be brought into Second Life or into Open Sim, like we were talking about before the show. Something
very possible.
I don't see why not.
That would be nice. That would be very nice.
It would be lovely. But this is what the software looked like, the one I sent you. Or kind of, it reminds me of it because of the way the material and stuff hangs. But all this stuff is normally done. You know what? We got X in the room, and she's like, what the hell are y'all talking about? We'll paste you a link. You can go look through. Come look with us. But I forgot what I was saying. Mm-hmm. Y'all just be letting me ramble on anyway.
You were talking about you had the software, but it was only usable inside the Sims.
That's not helping me.
At the moment.
Well, okay, I did want to say that the one piece of software, if you want to make things in Second Life that you absolutely need, is Blender. Why do you need that, you ask? Because Blender creates mesh, and mesh is the new hot shit in Second Life.
Mesh is the new hot shit, as I am standing here in my new mesh dress.
I still can't get that shit to work on me. I'm so mad. I refuse to buy another piece of mesh clothing because I cannot get it to work on my girl.
Or cow.
Yeah, I am wearing the luscious one right now, and I'm thinking, I am not luscious.
Yeah, exactly.
I am pretty tiny.
Well, you all know that's the...
And my girl is bigger, is more full figure than yours. She ain't fat, y'all, but she looks nice.
Her Abby is hot.
Yeah, she's got lots of curves. And even the quote, luscious one, they're too fucking small. That is not luscious. That is, I just had a cheeseburger.
Yes.
I can't have a cheeseburger.
Now? That's going to be the new one. Now? Y'all know that has to do with whole standards of beauty in Second Life. They're just like in real life. They call full-figured models full-figured, but they're really just real women.
Yeah, and a size 8 model is considered full-figured. Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I must be Shamu.
Dude, I'm too short, so I can't do any modeling.
I'm short and I got curves.
Yeah. I finally made myself a little bit taller the other day.
But this man told me that I could model lingerie, and he asked me to do some. Oh, that's another story for another time. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah. I never showed you modeling. No, honey, that was not hot back then.
Oh.
Because he just wanted to see me in some lingerie.
He was one of those guys.
Where right. He took... Okay, I was short in the story. He took some photos for me because I actually was looking, wanting to do catalog modeling. I'm not too short for that. Catalog models, they take you any size, height, whatever. And he kept saying, when he called me, well, you don't have any lingerie and I want to come to your apartment. I was like, no, you can come into my house. So I showed up with my boyfriend, his best friend, a couple other people. I've never had anybody come with an entourage before, you know, and I was planning on taking some nudes of you. And I was like, you can take nudes. They see me naked.
See me naked.
But he was like, well, I was hoping we'd be alone. I don't think so.
I know why you want me to be alone. That ain't happening, dude.
No.
I see how you rolls. See how you is, dirty old bastard. So we took my pictures, and I came and picked them up, and I have not spoken to or seen him since. I changed my phone number. Thank you. Thank you very much. My computer has frozen with the Marvelous Designer. Thank you so much, Marvelous Designer Clothing Maker, 3D Clothing Maker. You are awesome. I'm frozen.
I really hope that it does not drop the call since you did the call today.
Check and see if we're still on because we might be talking to nobody.
Are we on? We're on. Okay.
Oh, girl, I am really frozen. Like, now the mouse is not moving. Run for your life.
Oh, shit. The call is gonna. If the call drops, we'll be back. Promise.
Oh, I'm sorry. Helping me push my number key. Oh, yeah, I'm frozen. But I'm just going to sit here. We're going to sit and chat. Ladies, what y'all got?
What do we got? All right, well, y'all have already mentioned a post of mine because I had Blender. Oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, what? What happened?
Are you frozen, too?
No, just my screen's blank. There we go.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm unfrozen. Wait a minute. I'm unfreezing. I'm not going to move anything, though. We're going to sit here. Okay, continue. Tell us about yours.
Adobe Illustrator, if you have it. If you've taken any sort of classes for any kind of digital graphics, you should have Illustrator, at least. I ended up with it through college. Not that I know what I'm doing with it, but I have it. And supposedly you're going to be able to use it to create textures and clothing and design these kind of things, which then, you know, if you're playing Second Life, and did we ever decide whether or not you could upload stuff to APB?
I have not thought or found a way to do that, no.
All right, so maybe not APB, but these other worlds.
Oh, you know what? You know what would be helpful if I wasn't muted?
Be good.
I was going to say you can upload small swatches of things, but generally it's probably only going to be a letter.
think we're back.
Yay! We're back.
I think we're back. Oh, that's awesome. I had to play porn music in the interim. Yeah, so that was fun, guys. So what were you saying, Ginger? Were you talking before the crash?
I was. We were talking about different software you could use to create clothing in virtual worlds. I was talking about Adobe Illustrator. And this is so weird. I hear myself echoing. Hold on, I got to pause that. Okay. all right, so if you have Adobe Illustrator, you can create textures, which then you can load into Photoshop. I guess you could probably do GIMP as well with those if you have them, since GIMP is free to create clothing, because we do not want paint clothing. We don't. Paint clothing is horrible. We moved away from it several years ago. Don't bring that back. So there's Adobe Photoshop, of course, that we already talked about. If you happen to have Autodesk Sketchbook Pro, if you're not very good at drawing things on the computer, cause some of us just aren't, so you need that tactile drawing, Autodesk Sketchbook Pro, from what I'm understanding, you can actually sketch things out and then upload them into this program and go from there. I don't know how that would work with Second Life, but other games, I'm assuming you could just upload it into their formats. So that could be quite interesting. Of course, you know, not just clothing that you can do with that one. You can do automotive manufacturing, all that fun stuff. I want to say Autodesk, you can also do architecture, I think. In the back of my head, that seems...
Architecture?
Yeah, you know, create homes, design.
Yeah. I don't know you could do that, though. I mean, I know... I've seen people build things out of mesh objects to lower the prim count and to make it a little more lag-friendly, but I didn't know what program was used for it.
I think that one, I know Blender and GIMP both are supposed to have a 3D plugin now that you can use to create mesh objects. I don't know how it works, and that would be awesome, because I would think if you could upload... an object from mesh, I think that would be a whole hell of a lot easier than following guides to create clothing, because, of course, you know, if you're making clothing inside Second Life, you have a certain layout that you have to follow. Where if you're creating an actual object, you don't exactly have that. Hello?
Is that Corey back there?
Yeah, that's me way back here in the back of the room.
Okay, it sounds like you're in a tunnel, dude. I was, like, trying to figure out, I was like, who is that? What is going on?
3DS Max? Yeah, I've never used that, but you could be right, Xbox. You might be able to use that one for real. If you make that dress, yes, I want one. I want one. I can't sew. I end up sewing my hands to the cloth, and that would be bad.
It could be the new fashion accessory.
Your hands sewed to the cloth. Wait, hold on, what's going on?
I have no idea. But now I'm echoing.
That's me playing around with my I do believe Corey's computer was like, you know what? No, you're opening all these weird programs, we can't have this.
I don't think it liked whatever she was doing.
It doesn't like YouTube is what it doesn't like.
Oh. So I guess we can start. Can we start ranting about men and not knowing what to wear?
Yes. Please feel free, lovely ladies, whilst I plug in my other headset.
Yes. So, okay. It's not just in Second Life. This happens, by the way, because I've noticed in other games where the main designers or the main, costume designers or character designers or whatever are male, they have no idea what looks good.
Can you hear me now?
Sort of, but you still sound like your mic's on one side of the room and you're on the other.
I said, can you hear me now?
No.
Can you hear me now?
No. Wait,
can you hear me now?
Now we can. Yeah.
Okay, I'm to the laptop. It seems to be the more stable, ironically, of the two or three computers in this freaking house. Maybe I should become friends with the Mac. I don't like you.
Okay, I have a question for you both.
Anybody else able to see her totally glaring at the Mac right
now? Yes, I can.
I did.
What question do you got? What you got?
For those of you that have played Dragon Age, what the hell is with the armor?
Do you notice the glinty, shiny thing, too?
Yes.
I thought it was just me and my HD vision.
Well, it's not just that. It's horribly designed. Okay, like, I'm playing Dragon Age today. I got the Ultimate Edition for, like, $14. Got all of it, downloads and everything. And I'm playing, and I'm looking at my character. He's a rogue. I'm playing a guy, so Alistair won't be interested in me. Otherwise, I'll end up with Alistair, and I'm trying to be with somebody else. Very complicated. I love Alistair. He's awesome. If he hits something
sure
at all, I'm like, oh, hey, Alistair.
Just don't ever look at the guy who does his voice. I've warned you.
Like him, personally. That's what I was
talking you.
No. My guy's a rogue, right? And he's wearing leather armor. And I'm watching him run because he's a rogue, and I want him to find traps and shit. So we're running, and I noticed that the armor is actually clipping into his ass.
Wait, what?
It's clipping into his ass, like his ass is showing through the armor. And the reason I know it's not a design on the armor is it's not there when he's still. But when he's running, the armor, like, moves with his legs, and it clips into his ass.
That is not good.
And it's happened with other characters, too. Like, I can see their body poking through the armor. And I'm like, really, guys? Really, you spend this much money and this much time on the game, and the armor's clipping through the ass?
That is some bad design.
I'm one thing
distracting. I can't enjoy the game as much as I did before because I'm watching my guy's ass clip through his armor.
Is he a cute ass?
No.
Well, see, then that's I understand.
He's a cute elf who has a gay thing going on with Zevron, but
hey. Go on.
I like the way she put that.
Yeah, dude.
Don't y'all like the way she put that?
I think it's hot, personally. He was with Liliana, then he was with Morrigan, and then now finally he's with Zevron. He's a hoe.
It sounds like it.
He's a trick hoe? What?
Yeah, he's me in male form. It's great. Okay.
No, you wish. Y'all know Snow's all talk, right? You came up to her and grabbed her boob. She'd giggle and blush and run and hide. She's so sweet. Quiet.
I am
Aww.
Sweet. I'm a slut, but I'm an ethical slut.
Except for when she's doing the porn store hair flip.
That was not on purpose.
Wow. Yes, it was. Bow.
It was not. I totally didn't even know I did it until you keep mentioning it, and I wish you'd stop.
Oh, every day. I'm all...
I'm shuffling.
No.
I did the whole dance and biting my lip. Mm.
See how I derailed them this time? I owed you both that. Now, the thing we forgot to mention earlier, we're telling you what softwares you can use to make them, but we haven't told you how they relate to gaming. Well, not to the gaming, but how they use it in games. These are the things that you see in your games when your characters are wearing armor. We're talking about high-end games because obviously if it's something like Cafe World, they have a person that draws cartoons or does cartoon art that draws
Xbox.
All that.
Xbox just mentioned that Skyrim does the same thing of clipping the armor into the body.
It does. That I can vouch for. I've seen my girl have some weird thing where her shoulder pad is in her ear or something if she turns a certain way.
Yes, that annoys me.
Yeah. And I remember, you're talking about Dragon Age 2. I'm bringing one that...
No, I'm talking about Dragon Age 1.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I mostly noticed that all the armor is very glinty, shiny. And I said, well, maybe it's me because I notice, I joke about this, but it is true. I see things in HD since I had my surgery. Everything is, like, super surreal. So much so I have to wear sunglasses when I go outside because everything is, like, overwhelming. My brain is really weird. You know, I can see the blades in the grass and everything. And it's like, oh, stop. It's too much. So I said, maybe I'm seeing, you know, I'm hyper-seeing things, but now that you're saying something, then now I know it wasn't just me and my new super eyes. It's odd looking.
Yeah.
Very, very odd looking.
Hello, David.
Ooh, what was that for?
You pulled out that voice. That's odd.
You did.
You keep right on doing that.
Yes.
Do we know David?
Yes, we do. Got some worms for you. He's not even looking. I know right then he stopped writing and looked right at the computer. I know what you did.
Oh, well, hi,
David. Came and kept us company a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
He did.
Yeah, when you were out sick. He is from Gamer Focus.
Oh, hi, David.
Let me really make her dip into the porn voice. He's 6'4", Snow.
Well, hello there, David.
And a gamer.
That's just hot.
So you know what? I'm going to give you guys to stop all the breathing. What was that? I was like, wait a minute, what number did I dial?
It takes a lot, 24 hours.
It was me.
David, I think you should come visit much more often.
You keep joking. He lives by you, I think.
Oh, God. I just turned red. Okay.
Oh, that's
bad. I just got a message from Ginger on the laptop. Skype. What the fuck? It just popped up. When did you type this?
I don't know. A while back.
It's a bloop. I was like, why is she saying that?
Nice. You know, Skype has been totally fucking up. I think yesterday I finally got a message from somebody who messaged me on Christmas wishing me a Merry Christmas. And they're like, I thought you were ignoring me. No, I just got your message. I was ignoring you. I wouldn't have replied.
I bet it's a whole bunch of people that sent me messages that
nobody sends me shit because I'm hardly ever on Skype, but that's cool.
No, we send you this other place. I haven't been getting text messages, so anybody that's been text messaging me, I'm sorry.
I noticed that because I sent you one like one day, and you got it 3 days later. I was like, what the hell?
My phone will ding, and I'll pick it up, and nothing's happening. It'll go ding, like, and I'll go, oh, we got a text. Okay, well, I guess changed their mind about text, and I think, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I'm sure apparently, the other way around, you know, that's what he said, just popped up. All right, anyways.
Okay, so this show is off the rails, off, way off the rails, as normal.
Now I want to know if David's around me for real. Be like,
no, he's not.
No, darn.
Completely on the other side of the country. I just thought I'd get y'all.
Think of that idea. Okay.
Droid. It is a droid. Is it a droid thing that they keep? I want
to. Why is it you always have to do that when someone says Android?
Because I have to. You didn't know? Droid.
Hey, don't you be talking bad about my droid.
Hey, I'm
here petting my Xperia Play.
I am not above saying sometimes my droid has its small imperfections, but at least it's not Siri or Siri.
Okay.
At least if I wanted to have an abortion, I could. Or at least I know where to get one, or take somebody
exactly.
else to get one. So, not that I want to. I don't personally believe in that for myself. But just in case that I want it to, my southern accent.
Yeah.
Just in case that I want it to, I could with my droid. You know what?
No, I'm sitting here looking at Digital Fashion Pro. I don't know if y'all came across this.
Look, we just got five people that unfollowed us on Twitter. I'm kidding, but probably. Now, the important thing for us to do here next is we need to find out we need to find out for sure before we get off of the air if the people at Second Life were supporting SOPA.
Oh, geez. You know what? We have like a minute left.
Ginger, check real quick. Check them out. If they're for
supporting
SOPA.
Ginger has a new brother.
Work that whip, girl.
I don't know. I'm not seeing anything about it so far.
Yay! Oh,
I have that plugin. Where is that plugin?
You need to get the published the plugin act. Forget it. I give up talking for the night.
And that's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that was a completely messed up show. So, yeah, you can actually tune in tomorrow and hear Ginger and Corey do the news, and then on Thursday we have another show. Sex week is over, unfortunately, but
the section remains.
Yeah.
If you're logging.
Oh, my gosh. David totally missed the whole section we had about him.
Oh.
That's too bad.
Kiss your little girl gamer for us.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of Beyonce and Who Run the World, congratulations to my fellow Houstonian Beyonce and their new baby, Blue Ivy Carter.
Congratulations.
Or Bick. Bee's baby pick.